Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Well, welcome this morning. This morning I want us to meditate on how much power we have with balance. Balance. You might not think of balance very much in your life, but absolutely everything in your life involves balance. It's one of the things that we're attempting to do on planet Earth as spirit. When we come into a body, here we are spirit, and we materialize in a body. We create a body, come into it, and begin to function within matter. And therein starts the first balance, spirit and body. So we're going to meditate on that one in particular today. But I'd like for you to start to open your awareness to the fact that everything in your life involves balance. What happens if you're not balanced? You're weakened. When you are balanced, you are stronger. You have power. All the martial arts focus on balance in many, many ways. And in fact, could you imagine a boxer not having balance? They wouldn't be a boxer for long. So one of the things that you want to be aware of is that it's important in your everyday life. Do you ever think about balance when you're fixing your food? Do you ever consider balance when you're taking a walk? At my age, I do, because, you know. So you want to be aware that it's involved in everything, everything you do and everything you express and everything you create. But the main thing we're going to meditate on today is that spirit and body balance. Here you are, spirit. You're immortal. You're all-knowing, all-seeing. You're beyond your intellect's ability to comprehend. And here you are, you're manifesting in a body. It has to operate through time and through space. It's very limited compared to you as spirit, and it will die. That's part of its cycle, part of its process. Which reminds me of a student I had one time, and she came to me. She was a beautiful young woman, and she said, "I finally got it." And I said, "Well, what is that?" And she said, "I'm special." And I said, "You're right, and so is everybody else." And she said, "I don't like that part." So when we start balancing our lives, spirit and body, we have to realize everybody else has that brilliant, immortal spark within them. How they use it might not be the same way that you do, but at least it gets you to the point where in some ways you may be able to just respect their existence. You may not necessarily respect their behavior, but acknowledging them as spirit is part of you balancing as spirit. So let's practice our techniques, because that's why we're here. So just close your eyes and tune into you. I love that. I'm special. Everybody else is too. I don't like that part. This woman was in her 20s, Louise. I'm sure you've heard that sort of thing from the 5-year-olds. Let your grounding flow from that space near the base of your spine and allow it to flow through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until that grounding cord reaches the center of the earth. Remember to breathe. It enhances your grounding, keeps your body alive, and it's going to make your body able to receive you more easily and be more comfortable with you. It's part of your balance. Being conscious of what the body needs. Take a moment and just be aware of how much balance grounding adds to your life. Breathe in, breathe out. Again, tune into your grounding. And allow anything that keeps you from balancing to just flow down your grounding cord. You are spirit. That's what I was talking about at the very beginning. You're a brilliant spark of light, a spark of the divine force, a part of the cosmic consciousness. Your body can't comprehend you, no matter how smart you are. Sometimes the smarter you are, the less you comprehend yourself. Only you intellectuals are going to get that joke. Allow that brilliant spark that's you to come to the top of your head and sit there for a moment. Be aware there for a moment. You have a body on planet Earth. Be aware of it. Then allow yourself that bright spark of light to flow into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. And again, focus on the body's breathing. And I want you to notice the level of balance between you and your body. How much is your reality focused on your emotions? Probably more than you're often aware of. How much of your life is balanced on the intellect? These are two aspects of your body. How much are you focused on a spiritual perspective, one of neutrality? Learn to know yourself. If you're almost exclusively focused on the emotions and the intellect and very little on the spiritual perspective, you may find you get more out of this lifetime if you balance that. Use your grounding to help you release anything from your system that gets in your way of increasing your spiritual perspective. Oh my goodness, there can be lots of things that get in our way, like the ego. If you think you know so much, like my little friend who thought she was special, let that go. Because guess what? Everyone is a part of God. And we all have our part to play. Yes, you're extremely valuable, and so is everyone else. Balance. Allow yourself to enhance your presence in the center of your head. Use your grounding to let go of anything that interferes with you coming a little bit more into the center of your head. Maybe the body has some fear of you. Yes. You're extremely high energy. You're very high, bright energy. Sometimes bodies become afraid unless you're grounded and communicating with that body. Communicating with it about what you're doing with it. It's okay, body. I'm just letting go of the past and helping us focus in the present. Take a nice deep breath and let go. How much do you allow yourself to operate as spirit? I love numbers, 0 to 100. Whoops. How much is your body in charge? 0 to 100. Body wins. Remember, most people are brought up to focus on the body and to believe they're nothing but the body. All souls come into the body aware. That's why birth is such an exciting time, because there's an experience of love of God. And then the child is trained, just as we all are. This is how you relate in this world. No, you don't see colors around that person. No, you don't see something that doesn't exist. Let go of the things you were taught that got in your way of balancing spirit and body. People trained you, and you looked around and took on what you believed was beneficial to you. It doesn't take a soul very long to learn that you have to operate as a body, or you look pretty strange in this world. Let go of that fear of being different, because you're aware of yourself, the spirit. Let go of the fear of being alone, because you're spiritually awake. Believe me, there's no such thing as alone. Alone, it doesn't exist. Anybody who's tried to convince you you're alone is just trying to control you. There is no alone. There's spirit everywhere. Remember to breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. And let yourself begin to enhance your spirit and body balance. Notice how your techniques assist you to balance. Be aware of your grounding. Be aware of centering in your head. Be aware of all the other techniques many of you know of. Running your earth energy and cosmic energy. Creating and destroying roses. All of these techniques assist you to allow spirit and body balance. Take a nice deep breath. Now, one of the fun things about planet Earth is that we come here to learn about balance. And so there are dichotomies. We have all kinds of things, and we have the choice between one end or the other. The ultimate goal is to choose our God self. But that usually takes a few lifetimes. So allow yourself to be aware that you are spirit and you have infinite opportunities to balance. Just for fun, tune into what you see as your main balancing act in this lifetime. Is it between fear and love, or spirit and body, or male and female? Look, there's so many opposites. Isn't it great? You have so many options for learning. Good and bad. I recommend balance. You want to be a little bit good, a little bit bad, and you're never going to get upset and bored. But you know, when you're being really, really good, you want so much to be bad. And when you're being really, really bad, you think you really need to be good. So balance. And you'll have a happy life. Some of you say, you mean I have to be a little bit good? Yes, just a little bit. What's your main balancing act? Let yourself meditate on it for just a moment and release anything that interferes with you balancing about this particular learning experience in your life. Maybe it's being inwardly focused and outwardly focused. Take a nice deep breath and validate yourself that you have all that you need to balance anything. If it's in your life and in your awareness, you can deal with it. What's that old saying, God doesn't give you anything you can't handle? Guess what? You're the God in your body, and that's true. You are not going to create anything you cannot deal with. So use your grounding and allow yourself to validate how much power you have in your ability to balance. Now, I'd like for us to focus just a moment on one aspect of life that everybody can identify with, and that's with relationships. And we often get out of balance with our relationships. So pick one relationship and allow yourself to see if you need to balance there. Maybe you're giving too much, or maybe they're giving too much. Maybe you're too bossy, and or maybe you're too peaceful and quiet and don't speak up. Tune into this particular relationship and notice how you can balance that relationship. Is it all physically focused, or do you have some spiritual perspective? All relationships have a spiritual purpose, an opportunity for you to learn and grow. So how's this one relationship in balance? We're out of balance. Then use your grounding and your ability to be neutral to allow yourself to make a change. All you, the Spirit, have to do is make a decision. And then you can act it out in the physical world. I heard several people say, oh, it can't be that simple, but it is. You are Spirit. Ideally, you're the one in charge. Take a nice deep breath. Allow yourself the Spirit to take charge by grounding and centering and enhancing your spiritual perspective. Now, I'd like for us to talk with Jesus today. So let's create a big gold sun above our heads, each one of us, and let that gold energy flow into the body and through the body and all the way into the earth. So each of us is sitting in a little column of gold energy. Allow that gold energy to help you neutralize your physical system. Use your grounding to help your body be comfortable with this high vibration. And then allow yourself to be aware of Jesus. Allow yourself to communicate with this great soul. There have been many souls that have reached what we call the Christ level. Jesus is one of them. Say hello and allow yourself to be in the present. All souls evolve, just as bodies evolve, so do souls. And ask Jesus to give you information about balance in your life. We find ourselves in balance at some times and out at others. Ask Jesus to give you some neutral perspective about your balancing act at this point in your life. Ask Jesus to give you a healing and let yourself receive. Ask Him to help you balance. Regain your power by balancing. And thank Jesus for all that He's given us. He brought us the news that we're all part of God. He said so. Unfortunately, people have misinterpreted so much of His information. They wanted to make Him a God and nobody else. He contradicted them with that over and over again. Validate, we're all part of God. We'll get into present time with the message that Jesus brought us. And just let go. And let's continue to use our grounding and our gold energy and do what we enjoy doing the most, and that's having a communication with our God. I don't define God for you. You define God for yourself. Use that gold vibration and say hello to your God. And allow yourself to get a hello in return, which is an amazing experience. And let yourself communicate with your God about your process of balancing in this life, spirit and body, and allow yourself to experience the communication in return. Take some nice deep breaths. Thank your God for all that you have to play with and balance in this lifetime. Allow the joy to be part of your balancing act, just as it was when you were a child. Be aware you're part of God and this is with you at all times. Anytime you do not experience this, it's because you hung up. Be here in the moment. I want to move your foot, pat your knee, move your hands, help you bring your attention back to the physical world. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, bend forward, release some excess energy.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.